Ohio's Supreme Court is expected to decide soon whether judges there may sentence some defendants to stop having babies. In the past, most restrictions on procreation as part of probation or parole orders have been overturned by state courts. Renita Yablonsky of member station WCPN in Cleveland reports.
Sean Talty arrived early for his most recent court appearance at the Medina County Courthouse about 30 miles south of Cleveland. Talty and his wife almost huddle together, trying to avoid the TV news camera pointed at him in the courtroom. It's the same room where 2 years ago Talty was ordered to make reasonable efforts not to have any more children for 5 years. It was part of a probation order after Talty pleaded no contest for failing to pay nearly $40,000 in child support.
I was young. I got married when I was 18, okay? People divorce every day. People separate, and there's kids in that divorce. It's not like I just got up and left them.
Talty says he has 6 daughters with 4 different women. Court records suggest as many as 7 offspring with 5 women. On this summer day, Talty, who works in construction, is back in court because he was short on his last child support payment. A brown leather jacket worn over a shirt and tie seems to add bulk to his otherwise small frame. His hair is slickly pulled back in a rubber band to reveal a shaved scalp underneath. Talty seems pleased the court will work with him to make his payments more affordable, but the other part of his probation still stands. He needs to pay attention to what happens in the bedroom.
If someone told you you couldn't have kids for 5 years, I mean, how would you feel?
That could change if the order is overturned by Ohio Supreme Court. The order's already been upheld once by the state's Court of Appeals. Jessica Berg is an associate professor of bioethics and law at Case Western Reserve University. She says there have been about 20 reported cases in the U.S. since the late 60s where procreative liberty was restricted as part of a probation or parole requirement.
The more unusual probation conditions we've seen recently come from judges who start to think, what can I do? How can I use the powers given to me to make this person either think very seriously about what they did or protect society in some way, knowing I'm not going to put them in jail?
Berg says most limits on reproduction have been struck down because courts have not found an obvious relation between such a ban and the crime committed. But when it comes to not paying child support, the link to reproduction is an easy one to make. 3 years ago, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ordered David Oakley, a man with 9 children, not to father any more kids until he could prove he could afford to raise them. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear Oakley's appeal. Jacqueline Boges is senior policy analyst for the Center for Family Policy and Practice.
Judges shouldn't tell people not to procreate.
Boges' group focuses on low-income families and wrote an amicus brief supporting David Oakley in the Wisconsin case. She says judges are out of touch with the reality these defendants are facing.
A judge sitting behind a bench who doesn't work in the Child Support Enforcement Agency only knows what they think of as child support. It's this poor child and his mother over here waiting for their money that they can't get. And so the judge says, you know, I'm fed up with this.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reports about half of child support orders go unpaid altogether. For his part, Sean Talty says the court's mandate that he use birth control is actually helping him.
I can barely afford to take care of myself. I don't need to bring another, you know, another child or another life right now when I'm financially in trouble.
Talty's lawyer argues that the no babies rule is unconstitutional. This fall, the Ohio Supreme Court will rule on that and whether it's justifiable to tell fathers like Sean Talty to stop adding to his family. For NPR News, I'm Renita Jablonsky in Cleveland.